Post-status excerpt each week, 15 minutes. Yes, we made it to 10 episodes and at least one newsworthy topic and how it relates to the WordPress community. And one great sponsor. Today, it's GoDaddy Pro. With GoDaddy Pro, you can manage your clients, your websites, and your tasks from a single dashboard. You can do cool things like perform security scans, make backups, do remote updates to many sites on any host. You can also check up on your site performance, monitor your uptime, look at analytics, and then you can send those reports to your clients. And best of all, probably, GoDaddy Pro is free, and it's designed to make your life better. So go check them out at postedis.com/GoDaddyPro. So, you know the deal. By the time this episode goes live, you might already have this week's PostEdis newsletter in your inbox. So here's a couple of things that has happened this week in the news that will be in the newsletter, links in the newsletter that I think I found interesting. So, WordPress 5.72 is available. It's a security release, so just make sure your sites are updated with the latest if you don't have anything automatic turned on. There is a sixth call for testing as part of the full site editing outreach program that's being done, and this one is focused on landing pages in full site editing. So yeah, if you haven't been able to participate yet, now's a good time to jump in with that. We're getting closer and closer to the WordPress 5.8 release, and I know many people are going to have some opinions after the full site thing is out the door, and the best way to predict the future is to make the future or something like that. So go ahead and jump into that call for testing. StudioPress has announced some changes this week. They're making Genesis Framework and the sample theme available for free. StudioPress made themes will no longer be made available or sold individually. They'll still be available, but not sold individually. And quote, in order to prepare for full site editing themes, end quote, all but the top 10 StudioPress made themes will be archived. There is a call for testing for the new block-based widgets editor. The block-based widgets editors that upgrade to the widgets area by the WordPress through the themes and enables users to add the blocks right next to the widgets in their headers, footers, sidebars, and other widgetized areas. This week, the formal announcement was made that CC Search, or Common Creative Search, with the new name Openverse, will now be a part of the WordPress open source project. So remember this URL. You can follow along on this, which was following the announcement made a week or two ago by Matt Mullenweg. The URL for this is make.wordpress.org/openverse. The long-awaited 2.5.0 release of WP CLI is scheduled to be published on May 19th. For you developers, that is probably a long time coming. There is a new plugin, or I should say utility, from John Jacoby called Persistent Dismissal. And I'm not going to spoil it. Check out the newsletter for the link in the description of that. And that just about does it. There is some acquisition news happening, but I'm going to save that for my discussion with Corey. So why don't we go over and talk to him? All right, Corey, we got another acquisition this week. Seems like they come every couple of weeks. Liquid Web has announced that they're acquiring GiveWP, and I found out also they're acquiring another plugin called WP Business Reviews. But those two plugins, they decided to acquire another plugin company, or I should say plugin, GiveWP. I know you know some of the people behind this, so what do you think about this?
All of the people.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I know. I think it's an amazing move for Liquid Web and GiveWP. I think it was this week, we're talking Liquid Web is rolling out their own brand called StellarWP.com for all of the acquisitions they've made. iThemes back in 2017, Restrict Content Pro, which now I believe is under the iThemes brand. the events calendar and now GiveWP. And I think it's just, they're really doing some cool movement, rolling out some great WordPress offerings. As I told you, my selfish little reason is, as a toolkit customer, or I get access to some of those. Now I should ask my buddies, Matt and other people, like, do I now get to GiveWP? But maybe they'll let me bum off a copy.
So grandfather,
I think it's a great move. Congratulations to Matt Cromwell and Devin Walker and the whole GiveWP team. You're going to a good place.
It seems like Liquid Web has been on fire recently, like in the last couple of months or so. I don't know, time's a flat circle. But like when there's an acquisition, it's been, for the most part, I'm not, just for the most part, generally speaking, it's either been WP Engine or Liquid WP. But I can't imagine, they acquired, I had to look, and like you said, it was iThemes they acquired in 2017. I can't believe it's been almost 4 years since they acquired iThemes. An events calendar was just in December of last year. So They've gone from another acquisition in less than 6 months. And it's GiveWP too, which is a pretty substantial, I think, company that looked like, for me anyway, that they were going gangbusters. They were hiring people. They were growing and growing and growing. So I didn't think a lot of people saw this coming either. I heard a couple of people mention in Slack, I don't think they expected GiveWP to be acquisition by anybody or acquired by anybody.
Me too. I'm not wired into anything. I just have really good friends at all those companies. But by the way, I said a wrong date and then you repeated it. iThemes was acquired in 2018. I should know that.
Oh,
January 2018, not 17.
Okay.
But I think it's such a great move. Obviously, Liquid Web knows the value of the WordPress product ecosystem and have been very active in that. And one thing I wanted to say, and having talked to Joe Oeschling, the VP CTO at Liquid Web, who I have utmost respect for, and also Matt Danner, who runs the iTheme show, and I think part of the software or most of the software division over at Liquid Web, is they want to preserve culture, which is really distinctive from most acquisitions. Event calendar and I believe Give are ran not as fully autonomous units, but they want to preserve the culture and the teams of those acquisitions. They still share some common things, and I'm sure it's going to be like back office things, accounting, stuff like that. But for the most part, they have really done a good job of trying to preserve those teams and cultures and the product for the bigger ones, like the ones we just mentioned. That is unique as far as I've seen in M&A. Most times it's take it, merge it with a bigger brand. And in fact, Liquid Web really goes for the WordPress stuff, goes now by Nexus. So that was another acquisition they did after the iThemes acquisition. So it's been really interesting. And I'll tell you, I told this just recently to somebody. I go, Joe Oeschling, Kerry Wheeler, Jim Geiger, all of the C-suite over there at Liquid Web, amazing people, and good for their word. What they said they would do, they did. And that's the experience I've shared. Not just because I'm contractually obligated. I'm not. I don't have anything there anymore.
You're just looking for free plugins, but outside of that, you have no stake in the game.
Free plugins and hosting.
Well, they did. I remember when they were sponsors at WordCamp Miami, and they were just a hosting company. I remember it was that long ago. Like with most acquisitions in the WordPress space, they're at least for a period of time, the leadership and the product are going to be staying the same, which is great. I think Matt Cromwell is really, like, I work with him personally on a few things over the years, and he's a really honest, down to earth guy, and he really cares about the products and the projects that he puts into, more time than you think. And it just was, and when I read the I think Matt on WP Give WP was writing this blog post, he said Matt and him are hosting a virtual town hall for all users of GiveWP next Tuesday at May 18th. And I'm like, what an awesome thing. What an awesome thing to do, because you can send out a press release. You can tell everybody things are going to be okay, but they're, and I guess somebody from Liquid Web will be there as well. But that's a really good sign that you're caring and not, you're not quote unquote, you know, they're not selling out in any way, shape or form, but now I think that just reinforces that. But good for them.
Right on about Matt. We had a conversation a couple of days ago, Matt Cromwell. He's such a thoughtful person. I had the opportunity to have him in one of my leadership groups. I had a small group about a year ago or so, and he's so thoughtful about what he does and how he thinks. And, you know, knowing that him and Devin are going to be a part of they're not going away anytime soon is, I think, a great reassurance to that team too. And the customer base, they're trying to do everything right to say like, hey, same name, same team, things are going through, which is what ours was. And I mean, it's been 3 years now. So you can see kind of what the show is at iThemes, for instance. So I'm a good example of that. And, you know, recently, I don't think I've heard of a lot of other, you know, acquisitions. I'm trying to think in the last 6 months, who else is acquiring? But this has all been good movements. And as far as I see it, for the ecosystem too.
Yeah, I can't. What month are we in? May? I mean, there probably have been acquisitions that I can't think of off the top of my head, but this one's certainly a big one, and I think it was just the most surprising. Now, speaking of which, I'm going to set something up, and then I'm going to hand it to you. So Every time there's an acquisition in the WordPress space, and I think both you and I, I think we're on the same page in terms of, like, very simplicity. This is a good thing for everybody. There is no, there is very little negativity involved with this, and if things are staying the same, great. They're both wonderful companies. But I wanted to bring up something because every time there is an acquisition in the WordPress space, there's always some sort of thought, even if it's from a minority of people, that maybe not this acquisition or any specific acquisition, but pushback generally speaking on acquisitions in general, and they frame it a little bit negative. So usually it's a large company, like a hosting company, and Liquid Web in this case would fit that. When it acquires smaller companies and individuals even, because Rich Tabor, for example, was acquired by, I think it was WP Engine or something. But a lot of people have a very uneasy feeling sometimes when this happens, that these resources are being absorbed into larger companies. Now, my suspicion is that I think some people think that these acquisitions could negatively affect the WordPress space or the ecosystem, maybe especially for the small business person or something like that, because there's a fear in the end that when the dust settles, there is just going to be a couple of hosting companies and Automattic with all of the clients using their products, and all they'll have the products, they'll have the innovation, and then there's you know, there'll be a point in time that says, well, you know, this is all open source, we believe in open source, but in order to get the best experience or to use this, you need to go with this XYZ hosting company. So you and I hear occasionally echoes of thoughts like this to some extent or the other, depending on the acquisition. What's your general reaction to that?
It's natural. It's natural for us to be afraid when there's shifts, because we've seen, you know, examples that didn't go well of an acquisition. A company took it, you know, ripped off all the good stuff and then shoved them into some kind of system, and everybody suffered, and because it was just a revenue play. Now, don't get me wrong, Liquid Web and everybody that we've talked about, anybody that's acquiring in space has, you know, they need to, they have to, they will make profit, they'll make money. But I think it is natural as human nature just to go, okay, there are bad things going to happen, because of there's been examples out there where things got, you know, really, really torn apart. Or whittled down, or just you know, completely obliterated because of some of these type of acquisitions. You know, there's another note to mention. So you mentioned WP Engine a little bit ago, Studio Press, which they bought 2 years ago or so. I think shortly after the iThemes acquisition, Studio Press and WP Engine later in that year announced their acquisition of Studio Press, and then just let's see, when was it? May 11th, so 2 days ago, they just said, hey, the Genesis framework at Studio Press and a free sample thing will be free starting in June. So that's another thing. I think that's listening to the community and seeing what's going on. And WP Engine has StudioPress weaved into all of their packages and stuff. I know because I've got a client site there. And that's a good thing for longevity. So what I get it from a team standpoint and a customer standpoint, you could be cynical and think, oh, something bad's going to happen, specifically if you're on that team, which is why we tried to really, you know, I wanted to be around to make sure I transitioned the team to say, you went from a team of like 25 with limited upward mobility career-wise to, you know, at the time it was like 500. Now I think it's almost 1,000 people at Liquid Web. So, you know, you have career trajectory, which you didn't have to be able to move within one great company. For customers, I think what's great is they can look back at a track record. Now, you know how this goes in any industry, but we've seen it specifically with hosting is something that was really good. Sometimes over time starts to kind of deteriorate. And I think that's, there's an opportunity for that to happen in any acquisition is, you know, over time, maybe the quality, but that's even any company to me. I'm not trying to just paint a, you know, happy portrait on everything. There'll be changes for GiveWP. There'll be changes for any acquisition that happened. There were changes with iThemes. And, you know, that's just a part of evolving and being there. And for me, it was longevity for the company and the team and the products and the customers. You know, coming under a brand that was owned by a very big private equity firm.
There's also priorities, too. And there's, you know, there's also ever heard of the honeymoon period where, you know, you're going to hear a lot about after an acquisition, you're going to hear a lot short time thereafter of probably news. And then it's going to taper off, right? I mean, the first time I had a kid, I spent like a lot. I couldn't stop talking about my first kid and bought the expensive diapers. And my second kid, well, you barely know that person. Barely person that existed almost a little bit there after a while.
David, we didn't discuss this, but weren't you at Envira when the...
I was with Saeed, yeah. So Saeed, awesome motive. He broke off a little piece of the Kit Kat bar of his company. And sold it to, and this was the interesting part. He didn't sell it to a hosting company or anybody in the WordPress space. So in a way that depending on how you look at it, private investor is not the word I want to use, but he has a technical background. In fact, maybe I'll bring Nathan into an interview for the post status, because I think he has a unique perspective. Like, he invests in companies, he has a technical background, but he was not in the WordPress space. And with that acquisition, that was a little nerve wracking because it's somebody who didn't understand WordPress the way we did, which again, can be good or bad depending on how you look at it. But if you're an employee of a company, typically you look on the negative side and saying,
right.
And then it's, right. And then it's like, okay, let me explain to you the concept of how WordPress treats open source, how WordCamps work, how you shouldn't do this in the WordPress space and how you should always capitalize that P. You know, you kind of have to. So yeah, I have firsthand experience of that, but I think psychologically
gone through it from a team.
And it's still fine. I mean, we're still standing. We're doing pretty well, all things considered. I think part of it is, like, I think it's also a psychological thing where I don't think there's going to be a vacuum of innovation in a sense, because people are coming up with things all the time, especially with Gutenberg. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people that are going to create wonderful plugins. Like Rich Tabor, again, was an example. He was a talented individual. He later was acquired himself, but I mean, there seems to be always someone to step in and take that person's place. But psychologically speaking, it's like if you like a certain product or you like a certain thing, like headless WordPress, for example, WP Engine right now seems to be gobbling up a lot of people and resources dedicated to headless WordPress. That seems to be their angle. So if you like headless WordPress, but at the same time, you're concerned about what one player in the WordPress space is going to do, psychologically don't want to put all your eggs in one basket, right? So when you have, I think that's what some people are concerned about. If they see another resource being sucked into a larger company, they're like, okay, that's one less decision or plan B I can make in case I don't like what this company eventually does. So I think that's part of it too. Like, you know, WordPress is all about choices and options. If you've been with WordPress for a decade, you know, you can, there's three or four different plugins for this or for that. But when they start, you know, consolidating together, you may feel a little bit claustrophobic or something like that.
Yeah. So, you know, all of this is indicative for the WordPress professional, the community we have, is what does this all mean to me? And I think it's a reflection of big companies recognizing that there's a lot of great things going on in WordPress, particularly profitable things in WordPress. And it's moves. I mean, if we just fast forward the tape, we're just talking about mostly hosting companies acquiring plugin companies, and there's a consolidation going on where potentially the power could be with the hosting companies for the most part.
And that's not, and they're the ones who can get, like, if there's any growth coming out of WordPress, it's a lot of it is coming from them, and they need the tools and the resources and the talent to be able to continue to promote that. So yeah, you're right. From a WordPress professional standpoint, this is, you know, like you said, acquisitions can fail or there can be bad matchups. But I think overall, I think some of these things, just like in the regular business world, need to happen if we hope to get WordPress to grow even further. And I think even Matt Mullenweg used that as a point in justifying some of the actions that Automattic takes sometimes, in terms of they need to keep expanding, because, I mean, our growth is not going to, WordPress market share, that magic percentage number, which is over 41% right now, it's not going to keep going up forever. We have to grow in a different way eventually. And then these moves that the hosting companies are making or other companies making could be a setup for that. I think.
So, by the way, you mentioned headless earlier, and I had a conversation with Miriam over at Stratic, awesome CEO, this week, and asked her about, you know, a couple of things she's seen with headless, because that's such a, tell you again, I'm not a developer, so, but there's a lot of excitement around headless and WordPress, and, you know, a couple of things that we mentioned is, you know, that I asked her was, you know, what are the things you're excited about and things that you're seeing with headless and where WordPress is going? And, you know, one of the several things she said is, you know, it depends, the future of that with WordPress depends upon the quality of the REST API. And a couple of notes, and I'm really wanting to talk with you and our team too about how we put something on the map to talk about headless. Like, we pull in somebody from WooCommerce and talk about headless e-commerce. We talk about mobile. We talk about, you know, Yoast has used the REST API for certain aspects of their plugin for a while. And, you know, this whole static side that Stratic does particularly is so interesting to me, because you get two things. This is something Christine told me way back at iThemes about, is you get security and you get speed. And so I want to see where this topic of headless, since you brought it up, David, goes. Darn and what me. Are the application, you know, for it? It seems like more a developer thing right now. Of like, that's where a lot of the energy comes from. But what are the practical applications of it? Where is it heading? And I'm looking forward to talk to Miriam and other people about that, put an event on the calendar, hopefully for late summer, to really tackle this subject. And I'll be the MC and I'll be asking questions and learning as we go. But any thoughts that you have about headless?
We need you to be the normal guy in the room, because everyone else will be a developer and they'll be talking in really high-pitched coding voices for some reason. I think it's another flavor of WordPress, or it can be another flavor of WordPress, just like what WordPress VIP uses. They use a variety of different solutions. You can have... The thing about WordPress is that there's a lot of different flavors for a lot of different people. And I think with some of the things that are out there right now are evolving, I think WordPress having a headless flavor keeps developers talking. And developers are the people, like I said, the growth of WordPress. There's just like, if your developers aren't talking about your platform, that's a sign of a problem. And I think it keeps WordPress in the conversation and pretty well too. So that's my two cents.
Well, I want to get all the brilliant minds together, and then I get to go. What can it be used for? Give me some practical. Tell me how we can use it today. Tell me how we can use it tomorrow. It's really compelling. I know there's enough juice and energy around it to go, okay, now let's bring it down to the mess. So many things have happened over the years because of stuff like this, in the same style, where the developer community within WordPress gets energized about something, and then we see it trickle down eventually to, oh, wow, innovation, basically, for the user. So curious to have that conversation, but appreciate your input on it.
I'm pretty sure WP Engine wants a one button push to make a headless WordPress site. I don't know how they're going to do it, but anyway, speaking of juice, we're out of time. Yep. Well, time juice. Okay, that was a horrible segment, but I was good talking with you, having this conversation. I'd say congrats to Liquid Web and the Give WP team. Like I said, I think it's a great matchup, great people involved, which we both know personally, Corey. And mm-hmm. I think when it comes to acquisitions in general, you know, you kind of have to, it's natural to have concerns, but for the growth of WordPress and for the growth of some of these companies who some of them are out to actually make money, you know, maybe there's some giving of a benefit of a doubt there and while still being cautious. But anyway, Corey, tell people where they can find you. I mean, don't give out your address. I meant your Twitter handle.
Yeah, Corey, at Corey, C-O-R-Y, Miller, 303. And of course, in the post out of Slack, if you're not a member, come over and join us in the conversation. Always some cool stuff going on in our Slack. And then the too long didn't read version of what has happened in WordPress, that excerpt kind of gives some commentary on. Love to have you in all those venues too.
We had a great conversation as soon as the news broke for that acquisition. So yeah, definitely get in post out of Slack. I'm at Dimension Media on Twitter, and you can always follow post_status on Twitter as well. So, Corey, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, David.
Peace.